Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with head coach Jesse Jablonski. State champion head coach Jesse Jablonski. What a week for this school. What a week for this team. This group of seniors built to this moment to be right here. Their backs are against the wall there in the top of the seventh. The unlikeliest of heroes come through. You're a state champion. How does it feel?
It feels amazing, honestly. It feels amazing, but I'm just so proud of this group for the way that they've competed all year. You know, this was the goal that they set out to do at the end of the season last year after we lost to Healing in the quarterfinals. This group set out to do this, and that was their goal through the offseason. They kept repeating it and repeating it, and they never lost sight of it the whole season now. Again, so proud of this group. They never lost faith in each other. They never lost faith in themselves, and they compete like no other team I've seen. They just backs against the wall time after time, and it's a different guy every night. Landon Bethards today comes through in the biggest of ways. Tegan Hoekstra on the mound threw just an absolute gem, but there were so many other small moments, defensive plays, and just execution. And we said before the game, the small things are going to make a big difference today. And we did a lot of small things very well.
A lot will be said, and we'll talk about those seniors in a minute. But it was a junior who came all the way back from a broken arm and then a sore shoulder. He was the ace that put the team on his back last year. Had to have that responsibility here again this weekend. Tegan Hoekstra comes through, a three-hitter against one of the best lineups in Class 3A. Kept him off balance all day, him and Ando, and as you mentioned, the defense behind him. But Tegan, you needed him to be the ace, and he was back today.
Yeah, and that's a guy we knew he could be. Yeah, we weren't sure if we would see that Tegan again this year after, the early spring injury and then kind of a setback in the middle of the season. And, heading into the playoffs, we weren't exactly sure what we were going to get from him, but he just competed, and he worked so hard throughout the entire season. When he was hurting, when he was out, he showed up at the ballpark every single day. He did his rehab work. He worked so hard to get back, and the big thing that kept driving him was the fact that he wanted to do it for his teammates, and that's what makes him just such a special kid. He wanted to be here and be a big part of this, and he knew that we had the talent to do this, and to see him out there on the mound at the end of the game was just a special moment for me, just to knowing all the hard work that he put into this and to see him come full circle all the way back. And can't be more proud of a kid like that. And just put his team on his back all day long and through one of the greatest games of his life.
You trailed in the two games at one point to get here. You were tied in this game going into the seventh inning. A lot of teams could roll over. And in years past, those are outs. Those are losses for this team. There have been some big heartbreaks that have built to this moment. The calluses have healed. What was it like to see these guys come through? And as you mentioned, different guys every single night. Ando with the big hit. Nathan with scoring that run. And your son getting the leadoff double on Wednesday. Two, obviously, as we mentioned, Donnie, who 0-for-2, looked really uncomfortable. Those first two at-bats came through with the hit of his life. I mean, that has to sum it up, right? These guys, backs against the wall, had a championship effort when it mattered most.
Absolutely. And we're not a team that relies on two or three guys to get the job done. It's 1 through 9. It's 10, 11, 12 some nights. It's a little bit of everybody. I think we just, again, have so much trust in each other to get the job done, and really proud of the bottom of the order. I think here in the last couple of weeks, the bottom of the order really picked it up, and they knew they needed to do some good things in big moments, and they did. And I think two of the games here at State, the Healing game and again today against Wallert, the bottom of the order came through in such a big way and come through with a winning run in Vandy on Wednesday night and Donnie today and a couple guys get on in the bottom of the order today. Again, full team effort. It's a full team title. Again, can't be happier for these guys for all the work that they put in.
Here at Jesse Jablonski, head coach of the Pella baseball team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. I've been with you through some pretty rough times. It's been 9 years before this year since you had your first postseason win, and things got rough there for a while in between for this program. And it would have been very easy, I'm sure, to just say, you know what, I'm done with this. Just a lot of frustration, a lot of tough losses, whatever it might be. But this team and this program stayed the course. These kids coming up through Little League still had belief, even when those tough times came through, that this moment could be realized. How special is it for the program, knowing the heartbreak that's been there the last 10 years, to see this big breakthrough?
Yeah, I think it's a full program effort. There's no question. It's not just this 2025 team that wins a state title. It's a lot of groups before that. We've had some really good teams in the past that couldn't quite get it done. And you know, I know that the talent was there to get it done. We just fell a little short. But and I think that just makes this one just a little bit sweeter because of it. And you know, I've been there for those. A lot of these guys probably remember being at those games, and they probably felt some of that same heartache. I know for a fact Lucas did when he was younger, watching us play in 15 and 16. But you know, this is a group of guys, especially those seniors, that have played a lot of baseball together growing up on two separate travel teams in town. And you know, they played a lot of games with each other, they played a lot of games against each other, and you know, they always kept an eye on what could be when they all get to be together and be one group through high school. And then you know, and that's what makes it so special. You know, they fought against each other on the field when they were 8, 9, 10 years old, but here they are 18, 17, 18 years old, celebrating together as one team.
And one school, 24 hours. I mean, okay, their run was a little different. You were number two. There was some measure of you being one of the favorites. Those girls come around, and obviously you have siblings and you know, other friends on that team. I'm sure that didn't hurt to get you fired up on Thursday.
I think a lot of our guys fed off of the girls' energy all week. You know, they played the day before us, it seemed like, all the time, or the same day, the morning of, on Monday. But we watched them go through their championship run, and what an exciting run for them. And I think our guys watched that and they said, you know, they can do it, we can do it too. And you know, so you know, for both summer sports to get the summer double, pretty special for the school and the community of Pella. And you know, speaking of the community, just you know, so thankful for all the support our community gives us day in and day out. You know, they show up in big numbers for big games, and you know, they've always got our back. So you know, big thank you to the community for supporting us all season long. Thank you to our administration for all the leadership and the support that they give us. But yeah, this is fun. I'm glad we could get it done and bring another title back to Pella.
You knew this one's coming. This is Lucas's class. These are his best friends ever in the world. It got awfully close and hairy, but they get to go out as winners. How special is that your youngest boy gets to have this moment?
Yeah, it's it is really special. Obviously watch these guys play a lot of baseball games together. You know, Lucas especially, but you know, all these guys, they're all like sons to me. And you know, for the guys who played on the Thunder travel team, I wasn't around them quite as much, but we did watch a number of their games, so you know, I got to know them pretty well. You know, the Predator guys, you know, those guys, you know, around them every weekend, and you know, just to see the tight-knit group that they've become is really special. A lot of great friendships in that group. And just really thankful that I get to share it with all of them.
What an interview to start our season. I had all 12 seniors in that dugout, and here we are just a few short months later, state champions. Coach, appreciate your time, our friendship, and congratulations. Go celebrate.
Thanks, Andrew. Really appreciate all your guys' support this year as well. Thank you.
That's Jesse Jablonski, head coach of the Pella state champion baseball team on KRLS.